Remember when we were talking about SpongeBob?
About 75 third graders from the Hamlin Park School visited Buffalo State classrooms. They learned about technology and computers. Dr. Ramona Santa Maria is an associate professor in the Computer Information Systems Department at Buff State. She took the students through a workshop of coding for computer animation, explaining how it works.
Now, can I change the eyes if I wanted to? Can I make the eyes like this if I wanted to?
So what we're trying to have students do is write out the steps of how you would program something, because when you're doing any kind of computer program or animation, you have to be able to tell whatever the animated object is to do what to do very specifically.
Students were given an exercise with pen and paper. They were asked to write about how do you draw a happy face.
And most of the students, they draw a circle, but actually what the first step is, pick up the pencil. This is part of the critical thinking part, is making the students do an exercise, but then going backwards to say, hey, what could I have done differently, and how could I have expanded this to be better?
So you're not drawing the face yet, you're just writing down the instructions.
As the students continued their STEM workshops, they also learned about laser technology and 3D printing. They had a chance to tour the night sky inside Buff State's Ferguson Planetarium. John Siskar is senior advisor for Buffalo State's Educational Pipeline Initiatives.
The more that we can make connections for the children into how all the subjects relate to each other, the more critical it is. The same with literacy, the same with the arts, and all of those areas.
Back inside the classroom during the animation workshop, two of the students, Rihanna and Harmony, completed their written description of how to draw a happy face.
We draw the circle, draw the eyes, draw the nose, draw the mouth.
Do you like learning like this?
Yes.
It's fun.
How about you? Would you?
Surprising.
Both Siskar and Santa Maria noted that the best way to attract students to STEM is starting them at an early age.
Just getting them interested in films and videos first at a young age, but third to sixth grade is really important and crucial, because that's where we really have our bright lights, and that's where we can really start to inspire students to go into these fields and grab that interest.
You know, I've got this running joke that I still haven't figured out a punchline to. I've only been telling it for about 30 years now, and it's that an artist, a mathematician, and a scientist are walking in the field, and they run across a tree. Now, as I said, I don't have a punchline, but I can tell you the three of them look at that same tree very differently, and we collectively need all three of those perspectives if we're really going to understand what that tree is all about.
Eileen Buckley, WBFO News.